Well, there's lots happening this weekend. There's always plenty happening in Sydney, but we've done our research for you to let you know some amazing events to not miss out on. Here's what's happening around town this weekend, a weekly segment. In 1916, if you can believe this, hundreds of animals left Moore Park Zoo and travelled across the city and across Sydney Harbour to their new home at Taronga. At the Museum of Sydney, you can see this story told in the current exhibit, How to Move a Zoo. From a 4-ton elephant named Jesse, there was kangaroos, lions and cockatoos. Animals of all kind made this extraordinary journey, waking some Sydney residents in the process with their roars and, I don't know, exclaims of one in one shape or another as they moved. The exhibition creates an immersive experience as it recreates the sights and sounds of the animal's journey, including commissioned illustrations, rare historical photographs and more. It is a paid event. It's at the Museum of Sydney, but if you've got a spare couple of dollars, maybe go and check that one out. This holiday season allows you to see a lot of dazzling Christmas displays around the city centre as well, but there is one that stands out among the rest and creates a Christmas display that would only make sense in 2021. If you find yourself near the galleries, set up on the ground floor is a futuristic Christmas tree that's been dubbed NFT Illuminated, or NF Tree. It's a tree-like sculpture at the galleries that displays one-of-a-kind digital artworks by talented Australian artists. It's on display over the holiday period, and it's an interesting take on NFTs, which are, I don't know, they seem like they've been in the news fair bit lately. They're new stuff, you know what I mean? It's exciting. It's new art. If this interests you as well, stay tuned because we'll be joined by one of the artists involved, Sewa Atefa. That's coming up just after the 8 o'clock news. And also in Banco Bar in Chinatown, they made a comeback last month with the return of the monthly exhibit curated by Banco. Currently, they're showcasing work from local Sydney photographer Alana Dimu and her exhibit, Ultra Convenience. It features a collection of photographs from her travels to Japan where restaurants only serve one dish, fruit is wrapped individually, and even in small towns, convenience stores are open late. Banco Bar and the Ultra Convenience exhibit open tonight and tomorrow night as well, so make sure you go and get down to that if you're interested. If you want more information on any of these events and plenty more, head to the City of Sydney website and check out their What's On guide. As always as well, a massive thank you to the City of Sydney for sponsoring